This is All the Year Round, Daily Readings for the New Church. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. Today's readings are Luke chapter 23, verses 24 to 33, and True Christian Religion, numbers 311 and 728. Luke chapter 23, verses 24 to 33. And Pilate assented that it should be as they required. And he released to them him who for insurrection and murder had been cast into prison, whom they had asked. But he delivered up Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, taking a hold on one, Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the field, they laid the cross on him to bring it after Jesus. And there followed him a multitude of many people and of women, who also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not over me, but weep over yourselves and over your children. For behold, the days are coming, in which they shall say, Happy are the barren, and the wombs which have not given birth, and the breasts which have not nursed. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in the moist tree, what shall be done in the withered? And there were also others, two malefactors, led with him to be slain. And when they had come to the place called Skull, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. True Christian Religion, numbers 311 and 728. In the celestial sense, to commit murder means to be rashly angry with the Lord, to hate him, and to desire to blot out his name. They who do so are said to crucify him, and this they would actually do, as the Jews did formerly, were he to come again into the world. This is meant by a lamb standing as it had been slain, Revelation 5, verse 6, 13, verse 8, and by the crucified, Revelation 11, verse 8, Hebrews 6, verse 6, Galatians 3, verse 1. While a person is being regenerated, the Lord is indeed present, and prepares him by his divine operation for heaven. But in order that he may enter, he must actually present himself to the Lord. And as the Lord presents himself to a person, the person must also receive him, not, however, as he hung on the cross, but as he now is, in the glorified human nature. The body of this is divine good, and its blood divine truth, which are given to man. And by these he is regenerated, and is in the Lord, and the Lord in him. For the Holy Supper is a spiritual repast. The Holy Supper, then, is like a signature and seal, testifying that they who approach it worthily are the sons of God. And again, Luke chapter 23, verses 24 to 33. And Pilate assented that it should be as they required. And he released to them him who for insurrection and murder had been cast into prison, whom they had asked. But he delivered up Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, taking a hold on one, Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the field, they laid the cross on him to bring it after Jesus. And there followed him a multitude of many people and of women, who also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not over me, but weep over yourselves and over your children. For behold, the days are coming, in which they shall say, Happy are the barren, and the wombs which have not given birth, and the breasts which have not nursed. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in the moist tree, what shall be done in the withered? And there were also others, two malefactors, led with him to be slain. And when they had come to the place called Skull, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. This has been All the Year Round, Daily Readings for the New Church. If you have found this podcast valuable, please consider telling a friend about it. If you'd like to get in touch, send us an email at alltheyearroundpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more readings from the Sacred Scriptures and the Heavenly Doctrine of the New Church.